The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons.
Well, you're hearing it there. The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded in Oslo earlier today to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. The group focuses on disarmament. They helped negotiate a global treaty this July calling for the destruction of all nuclear weapons and prohibiting any further use. Nine nuclear armed powers boycotted those negotiations, however. Nancy Soderberg is the former Deputy National Security Advisor and a former ambassador to the United Nations. Ambassador Soderberg, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. Who are they and how did they negotiate this treaty?
They're a fantastic group based in Geneva that was launched about a decade ago. And they successfully passed a resolution in the UN General Assembly in July to say we're going to ban nuclear weapons. Now, it's a symbolic one because the nuclear weapon states did not join it. They did not have the famous P5, the permanent members of the UN Security Council that have gone about trying to reduce their own arsenals in a different way. But it's a very strong symbol. And the Nobel Peace Prize has a history of doing this. The landmine campaign was also awarded this, a grassroots effort to try and get rid of the world's landmines. Again, hasn't done it yet, but it's put it on the moral high ground. And this is exactly what they did now. And I think it will be a pushback to the current crisis in North Korea, where we seem to be escalating the rhetoric towards nuclear weapon, with the president saying, talking about fire and fury, and the North Korean leader Kim pushing back. So the Nobel Peace Prize Committee once again put themselves right in the middle of a big debate.
There were more than 300 candidates for the Peace Prize this year. Did choosing the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons surprise you?
I did, actually, but they surprise me every time they do it. They're very creative, they're very political, and they always want to send a message. They gave the Nobel Peace Prize to Barack Obama before he'd barely taken office. Right. And they like to insert themselves into a debate directly. And with this one, what you have is the United States and Russia have the largest nuclear arsenals, and they have been reducing those arsenals. And surprisingly, despite the tension with Russia, the nuclear deals have held. We each, you know, there are about 16,000 of them between us and the rest of the world, the French, the Chinese, and the British, a couple hundred. And then you have the outliers of Israel, Pakistan, India, and now North Korea with nuclear weapons. Iran would be the 10th if it weren't for the deal that we have holding them off from getting a nuclear weapon. And the crisis right now is in Korea, and also trying to push back on any efforts to undermine the Iranian peace deal. So that's the subliminal message. Well, not so sublime. It's a clear message that the Nobel Peace Prize wants to revamp the effort to ban nuclear weapons.
Still, Nancy Soderberg, you mentioned the Iran nuclear deal. The Nobel Committee is dropping this award right into a news cycle where the president of the United States is signaling pretty strongly he's getting ready to back away from that deal.
And that was absolutely not an accident. The committee very much looks at it every year saying, how can we make a difference in the debate today and try and change the world today? But this one, they want to preserve the Iran nuclear deal, which the president has threatened to tear up. Most people expect the president to, in a few weeks, decertify the Iranians' compliance, not because they're cheating on the nuclear deal, but because they're not in spirit through their continued undermining of peace and support for terrorism. We won't have the support of the rest of the world in that. So the big question is, will he actually try and slap sanctions on unilaterally, in which case that would free up the Iranians to break out. So that would be a big issue.
The Nobel Peace Prize awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons in Oslo today. Nancy Soderberg, former National Security Advisor, former ambassador to the UN. Thanks so much for being here.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.